Today, we're talking about the bridge in Baltimore that collapsed, why a UN resolution has Israel upset with the US, the Supreme Court hearing arguments on the abortion pill, and other top news for Wednesday, March 27th. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over Today. Here's the quote of the day. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. Jonathan Edwards. Let's get started with some espresso shots. Investigations continue following the collapse of the Baltimore Bridge. A Sri Lanka-bound container ship alerted authorities that it lost power shortly after departing from a port of Baltimore. As it neared Francis Scott Key Bridge, the ship issued a mayday, preventing more traffic from crossing before it collided with the bridge, collapsing it within seconds. Multiple vehicles entered the water, though it is unknown if they had occupants. At least one body was recovered yesterday afternoon as rescuers searched for missing construction workers. A crew repairing potholes was present when the bridge plunged 185 feet into the 47-degree Patapsco River. Two workers were rescued, and six others are presumed dead. All of the ship's crew were safe. Authorities say the bridge was up to code and have called the incident an accident. As rescue efforts continue, pray not only for protection and success, temporary blessings, but also for Christ's light to shine through His compassionate, bold followers on the ground. The blessings of the gospel are eternal. 1 Peter 1:3 through 4 and 6 says, "In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Relations between the U.S. and Israel have turned rocky. Prime Minister Netanyahu abruptly canceled a diplomatic visit of senior Israeli advisors to Washington, D.C. after the UN Security Council passed a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during Ramadan, which ends in roughly 2 weeks, and the release of all hostages held by Hamas. While the U.S. had vetoed some previous ceasefire resolutions, it abstained from voting this time, allowing the resolution to pass 14-0. Secretary of State Blinken said that Uncle Sam couldn't outrightly support it because the resolution didn't condemn Hamas. Still, the Israel-U.S. relationship hasn't completely soured. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Israel's Minister of Defense yesterday at the Pentagon to discuss ways to defeat Hamas without a ground invasion of the city of Rafah. Here's a verse to consider when tensions and tempers are high. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. James 1:19 and 20. The courts remain as busy as ever. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments on the accessibility of the common abortion pill mifepristone. The Supremes will weigh whether the FDA's decisions to widen access to the drug by making it available via mail and extending its use through 10 gestational weeks were lawful. The justices may dodge making a decision, as many seem skeptical that the plaintiffs, four medical associations, and four pro-life doctors, have legal standing to bring the case at all. A ruling is expected in June. Something else likely to end up before a judge. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning social media use for kids under 14 and requiring parental permission for 14 and 15-year-olds. It'll go into effect January 1, 2025, but is expected to face First Amendment lawsuits. We are called to love everyone always. That means loving and caring for the unborn, single mothers, women who have received abortions, and people who passionately disagree with you on this topic. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, maintain constant love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins." The Student Life Application Study Bible was created with young adults in mind, but it's the perfect resource for lifelong learners too. These full-color Bibles have everything you need: the trustworthy and understandable New Living Translation, book intros and historical context notes, maps and illustrations, plus access to the integrated Filament Bible app. Yep, you can seamlessly connect every page of your Bible to thousands of resources, like videos, audio Bibles, and worship music. To learn more, visit slasb.com. That's slasb.com. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Boeing is making some changes to the company cockpit. The American aircraft builder announced Monday that its CEO will leave by year's end, the chairman won't seek re-election, and the head of commercial airplanes will retire. The leadership shakeup is a response to safety and quality concerns after a panel blew off a 737 MAX 9 plane in midair in January. Federal agents raided properties owned by rapper Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami on Monday as part of a sex trafficking investigation, though it's unclear whether the Grammy-winning artist and producer is the investigation's target. Combs is facing multiple civil lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct, which he has adamantly denied. A New York appeals court gave former President Trump a 10-day extension and substantially reduced the bond required, $175 million down from $454 million, in his New York civil fraud judgment. Meanwhile, Trump media stock jumped as much as 50% on its first day of trading under the ticker DJT. The NFL is changing things up this fall. The hip drop tackle, grabbing an opponent, then swiveling, sometimes pinning their legs at an odd angle, is now banned, though many worry it'll be hard to officiate. Kickoffs will also look different, more like scrimmages or the XFL, following a number of rule changes to incentivize returns while reducing high-speed collisions. Independent presidential candidate RFK Jr., who is polling around 12%, has named his running mate, Nicole Shanahan. The 38-year-old is a wealthy entrepreneur, attorney, filmmaker, and philanthropist who is married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin from 2018 to 2022 and is largely unknown outside the tech circles. She was an early supporter of RFK's campaign and has never held public office. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.